Shkolim Perek Zayin Mishnehei. Barishayna hayu memashkinin es moitzo'el. We're talking here about the previously mentioned person who found the behemah. So what does he do with the behemah? Responsibly, we said then tub shotim. According to the Rav Lachar, he's bringing this behemah and he's being makrivit for a korban. According to the other mafarshim, what he's doing is he's using the behemah after it becomes a balmum. He's being paid the behemah onto money, and from that money he's bringing the corresponding korban. That Lachar would be the pshat. Vinishvi, he's now the mevi of the korban. If he's the mevi of the korban, Lachar, it's mutl love to bring nesachim. And the Mishnah says there would be mamashkin him atshu mevi nesachim. They would force him to bring nesachim. Now this is not so poshut because the oila that's found, let's say we'll go with the simple pshat, that you bring makri of this behem itself for an oila al gabi hamizbech. Who's the miskaper of this korban? The korban oila that it's Yankel who lost the behemah a week ago. The behemah was wandering around, and now Shimon found it. He's going to be makrivit. Shimon is the miskaper. The shema korban is oila shel Yankel. So avada when it's oila mizbech, the chalois kapora, the ritzui is meshach shaychi to the one who lost the behemah, to the bala behemah. Where does the guy who's bringing Shimon, who grabbed it in a mitzvah, found something and he brought it to the base of English, he was makrivit, where does he come to be mechuyv in the sokim? So you look at the brisker of in Menoches and other Mepharshim. This is something that G'dayleh Mepharshay Kachim or Oymer on, is that the Chiyuv of Havoas Nesochim is Shaykh to the Mevi of the Korban, not to the Meskaper. Another place where this comes up in the beginning of Zvochim is if a person dies, he left over Korbanis, his children bring the Korbanis that were already Hugdash. So the Shas, who's the Meskaper? L'chir, the Shema Korban is the father's. The sons are maybe the korban, but they're not the miskaprim. I bazoi the chiv nesachim nemtzach from the din of being the maybe of the korban, not from being the miskaper of the korban. Vinishvi, it was their responsibility. Problem is, chosuli ois menichin ois elbarchin. If you're going to find something and you're going to be slapped with an extra fee that you have to bring nesachim, so very many people are mali elutzar zois. They see a behemah wandering around the hills outside the Yerushalayim. They don't do the responsible thing and claim it and bring it and do with it what you're supposed to do. They leave it, they ignore it, bark and they run away. That it was taken out of the lishko, the nesachim came from public funds. But this was a takona. Be'etzim, the one who's bringing, should do the mitzvah b'shleimus, but not where it's going to cause takol. The behemahs are not going to be claimed and dealt with. Mishnah Vov, Amar Reb Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin. There are seven takonos of Bezdin. It's a very mysterious lotion, because there aren't only seven takonos through the length and breadth of Shas. What do we mean, seven takonos? So clearly what we mean is seven takonos that are related to the inyanim that we're discussing. The Mishnah is going to delineate. V'zeh Echod Mehen. The one of them is what we just mentioned, that the moitzeh of a korban, the nesachim kam mishal tzibur. Nochri sheshalach oilosei mimdinas hayom, a goy sends an oilo mimdinas hayom, he sends a shliach. The Elam remembers the story of Kamtza bar Kamtza, where the behemah had to be not a balmum because it was sent by the Roman governor. Vesholach imo nesachim, and he sent with it nesachim. The aloch is craven mishaloi. So then you makrev it from that which the goy, which the Nochri sent. Vim lav, if the guy did not send the Sochim, craven Mishel Tzibur. This is the Takonim Ipnei Darkei Sholem. You can't bring the carbon without the Sochim. We're not going to not bring the carbon. If a Yid said the carbon oil, so we won't bring it. It has to be with the Sochim. You know, you don't have to bring Mishel Tzibur. But over here by a guy, Ipnei Darkei Sholem. V'chein ger shemeiz v'niach zvochim. Im yesh le nesachim, if money was put aside for nesachim, or nesachim were put aside, Kreven Mishaloi is good. Vim Lav, since over here there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go to the Yoshim. You can't. So what are you supposed to do? So then Kreven Mishal Tzibur. Now over here, versteht sich that the Mashmois is only a Ger Shemes Vinir Zvachim. What happens if a regular person died? The way to bring the carbon, he left over a carbon oiler. So his children, his Yoshim, bring the carbon. They will have to bring the Sochim. Why? Because Epis Hashem Miskaper they do have. The Gemara in Zvachim Davov says that even though the Yershim they bring Korban Avihem, they're not the Miskaperim. The Shema Korban is the Korban of the father. Mekom Malkim, the Lashon of the Gemara is a unique Lashon of Chazal. It's Mechaper be Kufyo. to surface level kapara, which means that they're not just stam the mevim of the carbon, like a person in the previous Mishnah who brings the carbon, it's not shaykh to him. L'maisa Yorshim have a certain brokar davua that they step into the father's shoes. Because of that, there is a gevissa shem miskaper mikoyach that they are the representatives of their father. A maitza before is only the maybe of the carbon. Here, they're miskaperim a little bit. So there's more achiv that's mutl on them to bring nechosim, to bring nesachim. Not only that, but their nechosim will be meshubid to provide. The bezin could be mamashkin, based on what we said in the Mishnah before, that when there's a chayvus carbon, bezin is mamashkin. There's a shibud nechosim, bezin is yared lenechsem to collect money to pay for the nesachim to cover this carbon. It doesn't have to come mishal tzibur. But by a ger, as soon as he dies, his assets become hefker. Whoever picks them up, had this famous gemara in Yesh Neichel and other places in Shas. A ger shemeis, all his nechosim become hefker. Because a ger, by the way, we're talking about somebody, even if he's married, his wife doesn't yashin him, who doesn't have children. So he has no legal, halachically legal heirs. So all his property become hefker. Anybody can take it. You can't look any more at these nechosim as having a shibud to pay for the nesachim. So then the halacha is craving mishal tzibur. Utnai bezdin hu al kohen gadol shemeis. This is an interesting halacha. Kohen gadol used to bring a minchas chavitin. Bazundur din in Pashas Sava. Kohen gadol brings a carbon every single day. A minchas chavitin. Half of it was brought in the morning, half of it was brought achat zorayim. So memelo kohen gadol shemesh etehem min chosse kreva mishal tzibur. So there's a bazundur din that even if the kohen gadol died and they haven't yet been a man or another kohen gadol, this carbon minchas chavitin should be brought mishal tzibur. And there's a whole discussion over here in the mefarshim. It could very well be that this halacha is really gedashin in a pasuk. The pasuk in Pashas Tzav says, it's a chok oilom l'Hashem kol l'toktor. It's a chok oilom that it always has to be brought. So the Gemara dashens that this has to be l'oilom. Even if they weren't maman another kohen. The Rav brings this from the Gemara Menachos Daf Nun Aleph. Even if there was no kohen bim koimoy, the carbon still has to be brought. So what is the Mishnah saying that's at night bezin? So vice versa, different tkuf. This is where the Mepharshim explain it. Rashi over there in the Gemara Menachos is that lechatchila vada din lechatchila is that it's brought from the trumas halishka because of the gzeres hakosuf. In the bayisheni lemaisa there were karbonis, there were tkufis, when sometimes there would be a delay, a lengthy delay in appointing a new kohen gadol. The trumas halishka would be drained al yidei constantly bringing the minchas chavitin because there was a parade of kohanim gedolim in the second base of mikdash, so they were misakin. That should not be brought. On that, Lamaisa had a later period in history, they were misak, and then no. They went back to the original din, which is Deraisa, that it should be brought, Minichse Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, let's read the pasuk that we just read. V'akoyin ha-Mashiach tachtov mi-bonov yasoy. So normally, the Kohen Kuna Gedol is a hereditary position. Normally, when Aaron HaKohen is nifter, so Elazar becomes the Kohen Gadol, and so on. Oy bazoy the chiyuv of Havoas Korban Minchas Chavitin automatically is Vakoyin Hamashiach Tachtov Mi Bonov His Yerush Yaso Isay. That's what Yehuda is saying. It's not a takona. It's not a takona's bezdin. Ushleimo Hoyso Krevo. The Kohen Gadol died, so then it was not brought half in the morning. Normally the Korban was a series. And it was brought, like we said, half in the morning and half in the evening. But if the Kohen Gadol died, so then it was brought. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Chok olam l'Hashem, kolil toktor, bring it as one." I wasn't brought as one. It was brought machtisa ba'erev, machtisa ba'boiker. If the Kohen Gadol is not alive and it's being brought by others, kiviyachol on his behalf, so then it's brought kolil. Talk to. This is the way the Rav explains this Mishnah.